winter storm warning in effect until 10 this morning. Ottawa County, over 12 inches of snow. West Olive, that was in Port Sheldon. West Olive had 10 inches. Let's check in with Alex Doty from the Ottawa County Road Commission. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm someone that actually loves snow. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love to play in it. I don't really mind driving in it. It's just when it gets to be a little slushy and a little messy. What are you seeing right now? Because there were some slick spots on my way in this morning.
Yeah, right now, you know, a lot of the main highways, those have been treated and cleared. So those are pretty much in wet conditions this morning. We're getting to the back roads where there can be some of that harder packed snow and slick conditions. So we're working our way in, you know, hopefully as the weather conditions improve and can push some of that back and scrape some of that up. And hopefully the weather works out in our favor today and helps us out, get rid of some of that.
How far in advance do you look at the forecast? Because I'm seeing patchy blowing snow and then more blowing snow Wednesday night into Thursday.
Yeah, we're constantly monitoring that and, you know, making sure that we're up to date with, you know, the latest weather forecast so that we know when we need to respond and call crews in early or have them stay later and how we need to be best prepared to respond to this. That way we get out in front of it.
Yeah, that's good to know. And I have to tell you, I actually had a lot of running around to do yesterday, and I was happy to see people were not crowding the plows. They've been listening.
Yeah, you know, that's something we've been trying to hammer to folks these past few weeks, just with that new law in effect and, you know, making sure people give plenty of space behind snow plows when they're out, just because, you know, that's important for us to do our job and for folks driving for their safety as well.
Yeah, and you can get a ticket for that as well. So we'll hammer that as much as we can this winter. I was happy to see that the Ottawa County Road Commission, once again, you guys are collecting toys for tots. I'm taking a look at the road newsletter, and I highly encourage our whole audience. They should subscribe to that, right?
Absolutely. You know, that's the best way for folks to stay informed and stay up to date with what's going on here and what we're doing. That comes out every month and includes a variety of seasonal topics and information that, you know, relate to what we're doing here. So, you know, the December edition has information about those new snowplow driving laws, you know, some great information about how to best remove the snow at the end of your driveway so you don't get snowed in as much when the plow goes by. And then also, you know, how to deal with lawn damage during the winter if you need to get in touch with us about that. And how you can also best utilize road salt at home in your own driveway and sidewalks and do that in a conscious manner.
Yeah, a very helpful newsletter. So if people want to donate toys, you do have a drop box in your main lobby at 14110 Lakeshore Drive in Grand Haven. How many plows do you actually have with the Ottawa County Road Commission now?
Gosh, I think we're up to maybe 80 when you add all the, you know, the full-time drivers, and then we can also have, you know, we have seasonal employees, and then if we need to, we can pull our mechanics out there. So when you add all that up, I think we have, you know, up to 80 that could go out at a given time, depending on the severity of a storm.
Yeah.
And that's located, you know, all throughout Ottawa County that we have locations. So here
right.
in Grand Haven, over in Coopersville, down in Holland, and over in Hudsonville.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I think that we'll probably talk again in the next couple of days, because when I see blowing and drifting snow, that tells me that, yeah, who knows what could happen. But this winter storm warning will expire at 10 this morning. A big thanks to you, Alex Doty, and the crews. They've done a great job out there. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk again. I'm sure we'll talk again this week with Alex Doty. We've had him on several times so far, and it's only, what, December 3rd.